They said it was important. Someone called it a glorious day in the history of the world. I suppose it was. I suppose it really was. I suppose it is. I think I'd like to have seen it. To have been there. But I wasn't.
The man who wasn't there. It is 10 years since the 25th of April, 1945. Here is a program about that day. The man who wasn't there.
There have been other glorious days, in history, I mean. A handful of them, a few. And you know something? I bet most of them seemed just pretty ordinary to the people who lived them. Get up in the morning, shave, eat, get working, and bang, something happens on a day like that, and it becomes a glorious day in the history of the world. Most times, you never know it. Your children do, or your grandchildren. That day, they think, long afterwards, that was a big day. That day changed the world. An old grandfather never knew it. He lived it, but he never knew. Well, my day, the one I'm talking about, it wasn't like that. Nearly everyone knew it was important. Nearly everyone said, "This is big." I call it my day, but you know, I wasn't there. They came to San Francisco, some important people, some even wise, some were tough and youthful, some old, not only in years, and bitter. They had small hope. They said, "We've seen the sun go down too often." But even those, the hardest and the driest, believed it might come up again. Else, why were they there? Important people. Some important for themselves, but all important because of who sent them, and so were there as well. Who sent them, and so were there as well, that day, that very important day? Why, the men who live near A, and the women from place B, the residents from C, and the burghers down at D, the tenants over at E, they were there, the cottagers at F, the citizens of G, those domiciled at H, and the townspeople of I, the free men of J came too. The settlers near K, the loyal subjects of L, the occupants of M and the colonists at N, O's population were present, the householders of P, the electors out at Q, the villagers in R, and those who lodge at S, the nationals of T turned up, the inhabitants of U, the burgesses of V, the voters there at W, and the freeholders of X, the city dwellers of Y came along as well. The people of Z came to San Francisco. Many of them, nearly all of them. In person? No, of course not. Through the men they sent there. But me? Not me. I wasn't there. That day, that very important day, the city gleamed like the jewel she is. Springtime snapped and whipped in the flags at City Hall. The sky seemed newly burnished and the air a dancing thing. There was light enough for a world gone dark 5 years and more ago. Or so they tell me, so they tell me. A world gone dark 5 years and more before came rolling in that morning, though the sky was blue and clear. The men who came there brought it, the men from A to Z. It rode with them on the ships and planes, on trains and cars it came. What did? These, some of them, all of them, war, misery, brutality, pain, injustice, poverty, destruction, oppression, suffering, disease, inhumanity. Things like that streamed into San Francisco that great, big, important day. The war walked in with generals, the brass hats and red tabs. The doctors told of sickness, of hunger, pain, and death. The builders spoke of debris, destruction, chaos, ruin. The farmers told of famine, of shells where the shoots should grow. The diplomats knew injustice, manipulation, bluff, the levers of corrupted power. What you mean by politics when you say the word just like that? Yes, the evil of a darkened world streamed in that shining day, musty, clinging, like moths in your clothes. The 5 years dark that morning came to the city on the bay. Others have been good enough to tell me this. Myself, I wasn't there. The war was not yet finished, though the tide had reached Berlin. Over there, and over there, in that direction, and in that, the lands, the seas, the skies, even oceans full down under were still ruled by blood and death. That, by the way, I knew. No one had to tell me that. Do you know what a gavel is? It's a sort of little hammer or mallet, usually a wooden one, which judges use in court or chairmen in meetings. It makes a rapping sound, and it calls the attention of people who might be casually talking or attending to other things. San Francisco's little gavel rapped out high above the guns that day, that very important day. It called the world to order. For what purpose? Quote, to make a fresh start, or if you prefer it, quote, to turn over a new leaf, or if you like it better, quote, to build a better world. Oh, they're such nice little things to say, aren't they? Tight and neat, glib, trite, even plump little things to say. Make a fresh start, turn over a new leaf, build a better world. We trot them out so lightly, and they sound so easy, too. Have you ever tried to do them? For that, at least, they did. They tried, that April day. They said, we've come together to write a paper which will tell how we think our troubles can be made easier in the future. We hope that our paper will show how quarrels can be settled without wars, how certain things will have to be done to stop injustice between one man and another, and between groups of men. We hope that our paper will convince men that they must work together to cure sickness, to end hunger, to bring learning, and so understanding. And they said, in these ways we think that wars may be stopped, and the good things of life, those which can be seen and felt, and those which cannot, the good things of life may be brought to many more people. And they said, let us call this paper we have written the Charter of the United Nations. And they said, let us set aside a place and call it the United Nations, and let there be in that place rooms where people from near and far may work out their troubles in peace and together. And finally, they said, or some of them did at any rate, let us not think that in this paper we made something perfect. We're men, not God. There are things left out which might have been in. There are things put in which we might have left out. We've argued and we've compromised. As far as we can tell, it should work. If the people who come after us want it to work, why then it will work. That's what they started to do that day, that very important day. But I have only someone's word for it. I wasn't there myself. On some of the maps our forebears drew, now yellow and dry and old, you may see written, here be dragons, or here dwell monsters, or here live the one-eyed people, or beware here of sea serpents. Well, spin the globe of 45 and mark it up this way. Here men fight. Here dwells injustice. Beware here of destruction. Here dwell the people who have no homes. No place at all was so serene that you could paint it out in white. No place at all? Well, perhaps one. Just one. And only for a short time. That day. Very important day. The city gleamed like the jewel she is. Springtime snapped and whipped in the flags at City Hall. The sky seemed newly burnished, and the air a dancing thing. There was light enough for a world gone dark 5 years and more before. All this I've learnt from others. For myself, I was never there. I don't know what they say now. Now, with 10 years gone between, is the plan in accord with the planner? Does the deed match up to the dream? I wonder. I wonder. They're men, not God. Their ideas, the good ones, the important ones, are never carried out easily. When their things work out, it's always the hard way. All I know is what they tell me, what they tell me of that day, how it shone and sang and sparkled, what it meant out there and there, how it reached the far-out places, how it grasped the heart of men. This they tell me. Do you know, or shall I tell you, where I was that mighty day? Why I never got to Frisco, left it out, and passed it by? Do you know, or shall I tell you? I was dead, my friend, and done with. I had died in the long, dark war.
The Man Who Wasn't There. This was a program about April the 25th, 1945, the day the United Nations Conference opened at San Francisco. On May the 7th, while the San Francisco Conference was still in session, the war in Europe came to an end. On June the 26th, the Charter of the United Nations was signed and the San Francisco Conference concluded. The war in the Far East ended on August the 15th. By October the 24th of the same year, enough countries had confirmed their signature on the San Francisco Charter, and the United Nations came into being. The Man Who Wasn't There was written by George Marvshon and produced by United Nations Radio.